Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. A few years ago, I had the pleasure of welcoming an original new voice on Piano Jazz, the one and only Nellie Mackay. Since then, she has made an award-winning debut on Broadway and has taken on the Great American Songbook with a wonderful album dedicated to Doris Day. An encore visit was in order, so I've asked my good friend and champion of American popular song, Michael Feinstein, to host this week's program. I can't wait to hear what these two have got lined up for today. Take it away, Michael.
Thank you, Marion. Well, I am so honored Marion has asked me to guest host today's program. For one thing, I'm thrilled to be talking and performing with my friend and fellow interpreter of American popular song, the wonderful and delightful Nellie Mackay. Welcome to Piano Jazz, Nellie.
Thank you for having me.
It's really great to be on this program with you because for me it's kind of like going down the rabbit hole having listened to Marion's show for so many years and having heard the program that you did with her. And now here we are following her incredible footsteps and celebrating the joy of popular music and piano music.
Yes, and there's so much out. It's hard to pick just a few.
Is piano your first love?
Piano is my first love, but it's awfully heavy.
Well, you don't have to move them, right?
Hopefully not. But it's hard when you're on the road finding one. It's half the time if there's one in the hotel, they won't let you play it.
I have encountered that many times, and the digital keyboard doesn't make it.
No. No, or you do bring one, and it literally doesn't make it. It doesn't even not sound good. It just...
Well, apropos of that, I think that we should slide very neatly into Irving Berlin's 1915 classic, I Love a Piano.
Yeah.
As a child, I got wild when the band played. How I ran to the man when his hands swayed. Clarinets were my pets, and the slide trombone I thought was simply divine. But today when they play, I could hiss them. Every bar is a jar to my system. But there's one musical instrument that I call mine.
I love a piano, I love to hear somebody play upon a piano, a grand piano, it simply carries me away. I know a fine way to treat a Steinway.
That song is one that Berlin changed the lyrics on, because originally the lyric was... I'm so delighted about Paderewski. There was a reference to Paderewski, and later he took it out of the lyric because the song was so popular for so long that he figured people wouldn't know who Paderewski is, and so it was expurgated from the later version.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing to have your song go on that long.
Have you ever wanted to change a lyric after you've written a song?
No, all of them, yes, but I'm too lazy.
Well, you certainly don't seem lazy.
Oh, thank you. Well, I guess in some respects, in real life, I'm a good actor.
Well, what I see in you is that you're always taking notes about things. You are extraordinarily observant of the world.
Oh, right.
So in that sense, I don't think you're lazy at all, because you seem to me to be more awake and aware than many people are in this world.
Oh, thank you. Well, yeah, I mean, it's wonderful to observe people, or I like to sit and judge people. I think that's my favorite of all. But it's also wonderful to read. But, I've read something the day that, you know, said the purpose of education is action. And so on that score, you know, I feel a little behind. But then again, you know, us humans, we really do enough action.
There's a lot to be done today.
Yeah.
A lot to be done. Well, that's all very interesting. One of the things that I think is wonderful about what you've created is that you truly follow your own path. And people who do that are always surrounded by the business people that tell us they want us to do this, they want us to do that. Have you had freedom in what you record?
Oh, Well, we pretty much demand it at this point, and we have a good supply of fake weapons. So I think that helps. We have this wonderful fake sword that goes ching, chong, and then it also lights up while it does it. And we have this wonderful fake gun that's actually in the album artwork for this album. And, you know, it's just fun. And I think that lightens the mood, and it also helps you get what you want in some way.
These classic songs... Have you listened to classic songs your whole life? I mean, standards. I'm trying to figure out the chronology of your musical influences, because I know that you grew up partially anyway here in New York, and spent time in Harlem, and you spoke about being influenced by all the music of the street. But at the same time, you were exposed to all these classic songs, which obviously you wouldn't have heard in the street, so they were played in the home, in your home? Or how did you find them?
Well, we had a Volkswagen bus, and my mother would, you know, we had an 8-track machine, and she got these various ones, and so she really liked the Blood, Sweat, and Tears one, and I really liked the Tommy Dorsey one. So there was a bit of an intergenerational a feud there. Well, not really. I mean, obviously she picked them both up because she liked both of them, but, you know, I took after my Nana with the, you know, the fake flowers and the... generous use of perfume and her taste in music too, but we also got a tape. I don't know where we got it, but undoubtedly on sale of Ella Fitzgerald with Chick Webb, and my mother, knowing more about Ella's career, she almost couldn't believe that was Ella at first, because she sounds like Betty Boop. But that was my first introduction really to jazz singing.
Oh wow, well that's the best introduction.
Yeah.
How did you discover the song Body and Soul? Do you remember?
Oh, my. You know, I think that's one that I haven't heard much. I think it must have just been in a fake book. And I used to play it at piano bars because I've always been lazy.
Well, it's interesting to note that this song, Body and Soul, has music by Johnny Green, who I was lucky enough to know and I adored. But the lyric, primarily written by Edward Heyman, was written by a man who was gay. And I find that lyric very interesting when you hear it in the context of knowing what was going on in that time, in 1930, when it was written, to listen to the lyric from that standpoint.
Yeah.
Would you sing it?
Yeah. Oh, I'd love to. I thought I might preface this with a little bit of Chelsea Bridge by Billy Strayhorn into Body and Soul.
Wonderful.
My heart is sad and lonely.
You sing so pitch perfect. It's so emotional, and it's also so musically impeccable. Your vocals are just incredible. You must be a recording engineer's dream.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's nice. Well, you know, they say always be friends with the engineer and the first AD. I don't know. But certainly I prefer a studio to live. I mean, I love the magic of live, but it's such a tightrope.
Well, you do it well.
And
I love the way you accompany yourself, because it really takes the song to its essence. And that's really what it's about.
Oh, thank you.
There is a... Nellie, do you like to learn a song from the sheet music, or do you learn songs from particular recordings? How do you come to a song?
Oh, boy. Well, I think that's why I tend to sing a lot of songs that I haven't heard, because I'm fairly terrified of doing anything that Billie Holiday recorded.
Mm.
And so if I do, it's inadvertently, and I didn't mean to. I really didn't, Michael. I'm fairly awful with, you know, solfege and hearing things. I think that's the main obstacle to improvisation. I don't know how you feel about or how you hear things on the piano, but whenever I think I'm going to the right note, I'm not.
So. Well, it's and I don't say this gratuitously. It certainly has worked for you in creating music, because your music goes unexpected places, but it feels right, and that's what I love about these classic songs, is that they have surprises, but they seem so inevitable.
Yeah,
you're going to do a song that is quite old. It's pre-1923. And it's one that I'm very excited to hear you do. There'll be some changes made.
Yeah.
They say don't change the old for the new, but we found out that will never do. When you go wrong, you don't last long. Here today and then tomorrow you're gone. I knew a man for many years gone by. I thought this man would never leave nor die. He made some changes from the years gone by. From now on we're gonna make for you and I. For there's a change in the weather, change in the sea. From now on, there'll be a change in we.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.